But I'm telling you all this for a reason. I have had a lot of success. I have had a lot of failure. I've looked good, and I've looked bad. I've been praised, and I've been criticized. But my mistakes have been necessary. Except for Wilson's House of Sway. No, that was stupid. Don't do that. I dwelled on my failures today because as graduates of Harvard, your biggest liability is your need to succeed. You need to always find yourself on the sweet side of the bell curve. Because success is a lot like a bright white tuxedo. You feel terrific when you get it, but then you're desperately afraid of getting it dirty, of spoiling it in any way. I left the cocoon of Harvard. I left the cocoon of Saturday Night Live. I left the cocoon of The Simpsons. And each time it was bruising and tumultuous. And yet every failure was freeing, and I'll be honest with you, today, I'm as nostalgic for the bad as I am for the good. So that's what I wish for all of you. The bad as well as the good. Fall down, make a mess, break something occasionally, give this guy a hard time. Know that your mistakes are your own unique way of getting to where you need to be. And remember that the story is never over. If you'll indulge me for just a second, I'd like to read a little something from just this year. Somehow, Conan O'Brien has transformed himself into the brightest star in the late night firmament. His comedy is the gold standard, and Conan himself is not only the quickest and most inventive wit of his generation, but quite possibly the greatest host ever. Ladies and gentlemen, class of 2000, I wrote that this morning. Delusion. I will go now to make bigger mistakes and to embarrass this fine institution even more. But let me leave you with one last thought. If you can laugh at yourself loud and hard every time you fall, people will think you're drunk.